that most hog pens around this part of the country, did they have any kind of shelter for the hogs, or was it open?
Well, most of them was open. Some would have a little shelter, you know, for the hogs to go on. But most of them was open. And I don't care how big the place was, it was named the hog pen, you know, hog pen.
Whereabouts would your cows graze?
They would graze in the woods. We just turn them loose, you know. Whenever we get up in the morning, we milk. We just turn that cow loose in the woods, you know. And over in the evening, about this time, you know, she would come in. Because we'd keep a calf up, you know. The milk cow, we'd keep the calf in the pen. But the cow we'd turn out. She'd graze. She'd go a long ways, you know. But over in the evening, she'd come back. Then we'll put in, then we'll keep in all night. And we keep the calf pen up, you know. Keep the calf and keep the cow in the lock. We had just a little area for her to walk around in. We call it the lock, you know. And we keep her in there. And then in the mornings, we milk her and turn her out again. See, it wasn't such thing that she, if you, any of the neighbors had a garden or anything, you had to keep it fenced in. That was all too. You had to keep it fenced in, because I know we used to raise corn, and I don't care what kind of fence you had during that time in the spring of the year, you know, when the corn get up so high. Cows would come out there on many nights. We had to get up and go out and run cows out the corn field. Yeah, it'd break in. Yeah, what kind of fence you have, we just only could have barbed wire fences. Well, you couldn't build fences like they do now. Well, it was impossible, you know, to build fences. We'd cut pine poles to make posts that only would last about a year. Then they'd rot out. Then you had to go and cut all over again and put them down again. So we didn't have no crystal posts like they got now, or steel posts or nothing. We just, no electric fence or nothing, you know. You just had a job if you had a fence. Now you take, if you was lucky enough, you could go in the woods and find some hard wood, you know, where a tree done fell and stayed there and rotted, you know, all but the heart of it, you know. A lot of times you run up on something like that and look like rosin would run out of it. You couldn't, we put it down, it would stay there 15 years. But most of the people used that for what they would call a corner pole. Use it on the corner of the fence, you know. Way they wouldn't give down so bad, and they could replace the in between, you know. But those corners would hold that wire tight, you know, if you have good posts there. And that's what they use most of them for, the corner pole. Now you take down in my woods back here now, I'm saving the wood. Get some trees down there, pine trees, fell, and I got some hard wood just like that, you know. Where the limbs come out, they're just like a cow horn, you know, just as solid as a brick. And I ain't got no wood furnish or nothing, you know, and I just let that wood lay down there, and I'm gonna get it and bring it up in. I'm gonna